This is St. Louis Public Radio. In churches and neighborhoods across St. Louis, many Latino parishioners will gather for Las Posadas to act out the journey of Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem. Gustavo Valdez, a St. Louis resident who grew up in Mexico, has been celebrating Posadas since he was 9. He says the prayer-filled gatherings help Mexicans keep their culture.
I remember the candles, and I remember we walked through several streets, which was the first time for me to be walking on the actual street, and I was praying hard. This neighbor that was going through a lot of hardship at the time, and I said out loud, like, hey, these neighbors that are going through very hard times, and we prayed for them. And that's why I remember my first posada very gladly, because I was, like, actually useful for the community. To explain posadas to an American person, you can just tell them it's like Thanksgiving, but every weekend. Every weekend after December 12th, we have a party to go to. But at the very beginning, it is a celebration that was held at churches, and now it's being held at churches here. But in Mexico, it went into the neighborhoods, not with religious songs, but with other type of songs that reflect the journey or the pilgrimage of Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus to come. The song is very, very famous, and it basically says, please let us stay here overnight because my wife and I have been walking to Bethlehem. She's pregnant. She's about to give birth to this divine kid, and please let us stay here. Outside of the house, they say, en el nombre del cielo, os pido posada, pues no puede andar mi esposa amada. My beloved wife can't keep walking. And then from inside the house, there is people singing back, go on, continue your journey, you can stay here. And then you're supposed to go to another house. So you do like 3, maybe 4 stops before getting a welcoming house. At the end, you add this part in which you explain the people that's inside the house. Well, you know, Mary is my wife. So she's queen of the heaven because she's carrying Jesus. And then the people inside is like, oh, I'm so sorry, I hadn't recognized you. Please come on in. This house welcomes you. And even if it's a humble house, you're very, very welcome to stay. And then they open the door. And it's they all sing together, which is like, we're very, very happy to host you here because you are going to have baby Jesus here. Most of the time, after letting people into your house, you don't go straight to the party. You all gather in the living room and pray a rosary, a whole rosary, which takes, I don't know, maybe 30, 45 minutes, which in kid time is like a month. Sometimes they just skip the prayer and go straight to the party. I can't deny that. But officially, at the beginning, the idea is to gather the whole street, the whole neighborhood. If it's a small town, well, maybe the whole town at a church or a city hall or something like that, and do this community-based event.
This story was reported by St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone and produced by Willis Ryder Arnold.